Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and I think I have resolved my wind issue. I've got a new microphone on my chest. It is a GoPro with a big wind sock, and I've done some wireless stuff, and I found the cables I needed to make it all happen. Let me adjust my brightness up here for you a little bit. So I'm hoping my sound quality is going to be better for you guys. It may sound a little bit compressed, but I've also had to change the volume aspects of the microphone because there's a lot of traffic and there's a lot of wind today and there's a lot of people banging things and dogs barking and everything like that. So I hope my sound is better for you guys. Today what we're going to talk about is this. Why does TV insist on shaming men? I've talked many times before about commercials crapping on men, that the husband is the bumbling idiot, but the wife is the smart, clever one that knows to call a certain service or buy a certain product to fix something the man has screwed up. I've also talked about how not only commercials, but TV shows. You look at Family Guy, or you look at The Simpsons, or you look at, I could call out 100 of them. The husband is the bumbling, stupid fool. The woman is the clever one, or the woman is the one doing all the infidelity, or the woman is the one that's always behaving, the smart, wise one, and it's always the man that's causing all the problems for the family. Let me be clear about something. I do not watch The Bachelorette. I don't even watch TV. I don't own a TV. I haven't for probably a decade. I'm not into it. I mostly stream content creators and people that I like, or maybe catch something on a free service, put on the old pirate hat and hit the high seas with a VPN to get anything that I want to see. But this is, The Bachelorette is watched by tons of women. It's nationwide here in the United States. So probably millions of people view it. And they've decided to start shaming men again. And last season, and I'll talk more here in just a second, but on what they did this season. But last season, they decided to have all the men strip down to just very skimpy underwear and perform volleyball for her amusement, the queen's amusement. Out of, I think, 12 or 16 or 14 contestants, only one guy spoke out about it. Well, they've decided to return right to something that's embarrassing for men. And again, we're going to talk about if they flip the script. Why does this keep happening? Because men keep refusing to stand up for themselves, to set boundaries, to set rules, to set borders, and to let it be known that you can't treat us poorly or treat us like clowns. So here's the main story. Katie Thurston forbids Bachelorette contestants from self-pleasuring themselves, from self-gratification, from masturbating. She says, Katie Thurston has challenged Bachelorette contestants to keep their hands out of their pants as she searches for the one. In a sneak preview of Monday's episode shared by People, 30-year-old Thurston is seen approaching co-hosts Taisha Adams and Caitlin Bristow with a proposal which initially flew over their heads. She says, I kind of have this idea I thought would be fun, where the guys in the house all have to agree to withhold their self-care as long as possible, if you know what I mean, she told the confused duo. So, like, not do their skincare routine? Bristow asks, with Adams adding, like, no shaving? She says, we're going a little deeper than that, Katie replied. A little friendly handshake with themselves is off limits. Once the ladies figured out that Thurston wants the men to stop masturbating, all three erupt in laughter. It's because they don't respect you as men, you other contestant idiots. As always, let's flip the script and decide if this is okay. Bob the Bachelor went to Ray and Jim, the producers or hosts or whatever, and said, hey, I've decided we should, for fun, take all the toys away from the ladies and tell them they can't self-satisfy themselves. They would, not only would this not get aired, he would be called a perv, he would be called some sort of a weirdo, and they would basically probably remove him from the show. But if the producers and everybody came up with it and they aired it, the backlash would be monumental. It would be catastrophic for the show. People would be getting fired. Whatever channel or whatever network broadcast this, they would have to write a public apology. But what happens when the women do it? Nothing. It's just funny. It's funny. They're going to laugh at you, men. This is how little respect men get nowadays. And if you don't think it's real or you don't think it's a problem, look at how society is treating men. She continues on. Let's see. I cannot wait to see the boys and give them a little look. Make it a little hard on them. Make it very hard on them. The brunette beauty told cameras before Bristow informed the contestants. I'm going to fill you in on a little juicy secret. It's called Operation Wow Wow, or Whoa Whoa. Week off, whack off, she told the group. Katie wants to see which one of you can hold out. Contestant Connor B then admitted during confessional that this sucks. It's a lot is going to change very quickly. Thurston could be testing the remaining contestants due to former competitor Thomas Jacob, who she believed used her as an opportunity to seek fame. He didn't use you to seek fame. He used the TV show to seek fame. You told me things I wanted to hear, blah, 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 don't care. All right. Let's pause for a second. Let's talk about how much of a simp these dudes are. Now, you being nice to a woman doesn't make you a simp. You thirsting and chasing after women and looking for gratification for a woman makes you a simp. You've got these bachelors going on national TV, and number one, they're competing for a 30-year-old woman. Now, I have seen clips and things of other shows. These guys are not unattractive. They're usually tall. They're handsome. I don't know what their jobs are, but I'm sure if they're not top-of-the-line jobs, they never make it to the end. And she gets to choose from the tallest and the nicest, the most handsome, and all these other things. These guys are competing for a 30-year-old woman. You are a loser simp right off the get-go. Number two, you're competing for her attention. That makes you a loser simp. Number three, you're doing this on national television. Loser simp. Number four, you're putting up with her little demands and her little games for you, and it makes you look like a loser. And the fact that you haven't told them off, she will never respect you if you go through this. No woman should ever respect any man that will jump through hoops for them to prove it. And you know what makes me think, if you think about just powerful men, even if it's on TV, whether it's an actor like Brad Pitt or Charlton Heston or Charles Bronson or Dirty Harry there, Clint Eastwood, you take any of these guys. Put them on a show like this in their prime or in their youth and tell them to jump through these hoops for any woman or any amount of prize. They would tell you straight, look you in the eye and tell you to fuck off. Men should not be doing this, period. But the fact that they're letting them get away with these little funny whatevers that they're doing is just embarrassing to these guys. Now, here's the best part about all this. They could nip it in the bud. They could be done with it. They could fix it all with one thing. If all 8 or 10 or 12 or 14, however many contestants are left, if every one of them said, you know what, this show's not for me. You're clowning us. You're acting like we're jokes. You're acting like we're goofs. I'm out. And every contestant, every male contestant walked off the show. Because guess what happens if you do that? You don't have a show anymore. And if the producers or whoever came running to you saying, no, okay, we won't even air it on TV. We'll make sure to drop it out completely. If the men said, the fact that you even brought this up to try to do this to me, I'm still out. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. I'm done. Guess what? The Bachelorette, the season's over, big controversy. The men would probably get caught losers and they'd be called losers and whatever else because they want to try to shame them. And if the men said, you know what? This is disrespectful. F all of you guys. Forget it. Screw it, right? Maybe they'd learn something. Maybe people, young men or women or whoever's watching that, what might say, hey, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't goof on men and treat them like a-holes or disrespect them like this. But nope, these guys are going to just keep going on and participating in this like a bunch of chumps that they are. But you notice this is on TV and it's almost like, hey, let's broadcast this to everybody because we love shaming men. Until men stand up for themselves, forget it. It is over. And the same thing goes through when we're talking about dating, when we're talking about relationships. You have to establish borders in your life. I quit my job because they wanted to push me beyond a border. It was a six-figure network engineering job. I loved what I did. I didn't like what they started asking me to do and how the company was going. So what did I do? I quit. Now, did I have a hard life after it? I mean, did things not go so well? Yeah, I didn't have any income for several months. But I also had saved up enough that I could tell them to do that because I like to be able to keep my freedom, and that includes not having to be forced to do a job that I don't want to do. I told them off. The thing is, if you do the same thing in the dating world where you say, look, here's my boundaries, you're pushing them, and I don't appreciate it, and I will not participate in this. Then if the girl you're dating still does it, you leave. You just say, you know what? I told you once I don't like this. You continue to do it to me. I'm out. Period. End of statement, and that's that. But unfortunately, today, women will have their standards. They will say, don't do this, and you better be this, and you better be this tall, and you better look like this, and you better make this much money, and you better take me out to a dinner that I appreciate, and you better treat me this way. And if a guy screws those up, she says, your fault, I'm out. But what are men doing? Men are not coming forward with their boundaries. You have to have boundaries. And once you establish them, either the person you're dating or your friends or your family or the people that you care about or whoever's involved in your life either respects those boundaries or they're out. I mean, there's my grandfather, my father. There were things I knew not to bring up to them. I knew not to goof on them or joke on them or pull practical pranks on them. Why? Because they put the fear of God in me that if I messed with them, that I would get payment for it. But I knew their boundaries, so I didn't push them. And then I didn't have problems. Men today have so little boundaries that they're just completely disrespected. So men, you guys that are still out there and doing your thing and getting out into the world, set those boundaries, set those rules, let everybody know that it's clear. And if they disrespect them, they're not your friend. They shouldn't be your girlfriend. You just move on. And that is critical. And everybody's boundary is different. Some guys have very hard lines. Some guys have very soft boundaries. And everywhere in there is gray. Well, you need to set how firm yours are going to be and then stick to them. And yeah, if you need to adjust them a little bit, you say, okay, maybe I was being a little unfair about something, then do it. But too many men are too soft about this stuff, and you need to firm them up. Here's a fun little list of something that I found online of how to stop simping, or here's a list of things that say, hey, maybe this is, if you're doing things like this, you're kind of a simp. And they're not hard, you know, strong, fast rules, but they kind of give you an idea. And here's what's interesting. Every one of the contestants on the show, they're failing all of this list. Number one, don't chase. Right, don't chase women. Now, you can let a woman know you're interested. If she says no, move on. That's it. We're done chasing. We don't do this anymore. We don't reach out. We don't try to convince her why to date us. We're done with that. You don't chase. What are these men doing on this TV show? Chasing a woman and competing for a woman on national TV, a 30-year-old woman. Number two, don't always be available. Right. Don't go out of your way to make sure you're available. If you're doing something else and you're occupied and you're having a good time or you just don't feel like carrying your phone around with you, put it down. If she messages you and you don't get back to her in 4 hours, who cares? Life moves on. Okay. Now, if you're on your phone and you're having a text conversation, it doesn't mean you need to artificially wait X amount of time, but don't jump. Have a busy enough life. You have other things you need to be doing other than a woman. What are these guys doing? They're on national TV competing and 100% available, even for her stupid jump through hoops rules. Number three, don't be anyone's butler. Right. You don't go out of your way to serve anybody, but these guys are. Stop seeking validation. That one's kind of an obvious one. And that includes on dating apps, swiping, hoping to get a chance at the girl. You don't have a chance at that girl. But you are giving her validation when she opens it up and says, wow, I have 1,100 likes. Work on yourself. Set boundaries, what I was just talking about. Prioritize your family and friends. Build some self-respect. Stop trying too hard. Now, that doesn't mean stop trying too hard at work or at life or making friends or becoming successful. It means stop trying too hard for women. And the last one, be courageous, which means having the balls to say no. You're stepping over my boundaries. I don't agree. Knock it off. Okay, now let's lighten things up a little bit. Guys, as long as people are not standing up for themselves, as long as men are not putting these boundaries forward, you're going to be disrespected. It's better to be respected and left alone or ignored, or people just look past you, or it's even better than being to be insulted than be disrespected. because a lot of times people will insult you for not doing what they want you to do. They are trying to pressure you into doing something they want you to do. And they will bully tactic you and call you names and call you a loser and who hurt you and you're just an incel or whatever. They're trying to make you do what they want you to do. And they're doing it by insulting you and hoping to hurt your feelings. If you just laugh at them and laugh it off and do your own thing, they no longer have that control over you. And then you can stand up and have a grow a set is a meme that you'll see around where it looks like it's medicine. And it says, hey, maybe you need some grow a set. Grow a set of testicles. Say, you know what? I'm not okay with this and I'm not going to do it anymore. And if these contestants did it, no problems. All right, let's move on to the dating profiles of the day. All right, this first one I have here is she's got a nice little body on her. You can't see her face. It is a 29-year-old woman, but she is standing sans clothing. She is standing naked in the mirror with her shoulder hiding her chesticles and her little peach emoji covering her ass. It says 29. You ever get a taste of brown sugar? That's it. That's the dating profile. Now, all she's basically doing is saying, I know I have a nice little body. I'm probably cute. Here's a photo of me. Thirst for me. This is a thirst trap. This is a validation trap. She doesn't want to date you. She doesn't probably even want to date anyone. Although if she sees a super hot Chad, I'm sure she'll swipe on him and message him and maybe hook up with him. But again, by doing this, she will get thousands, tens of thousands, if she's in a big city, of likes on her profile. She knows this. You do not have a chance. You have a 1 in 10,000 chance if she even sees your profile. The odds are not in your favor, as Hunger Games, or the Hunger Games, I guess, may the odds ever be in your favor. The odds are not in your favor on this. This is a thirst trap, and all you're doing is validating her. Stop validating women by chasing and by all the other things I put on that list. Second dating profile, because I have two today. Now, she's cute. She's got a nice body. I blurred out her name. She's also 29. Notice something. Both these dating profiles are 29. I read a lot of stuff online. I have female friends throughout history, long ago, where I know the 30th birthday for a woman is a depressing, unhappy, bad birthday. And I know this firsthand, and I've read it online. Why? Because the wall is coming up on you. Time is not on your side. You had your fun 20s. The attention's going to go away. So what are they doing? They're screaming, pay attention to me. Please validate me. She says, I love how I can get super likes based on my photos alone. I guess keep it coming. Hashtag no filters. She doesn't want to date you. She doesn't want to have anything to do with you. She doesn't respect you. It's a thirst trap. It's just to validate her own feelings and be better about herself. Don't fall into it. Guys, last message of the day. I will say this quickly. If more men stepped up and stood up for themselves and said no to this ridiculous, no to being disrespected, no to the crap that is coming down on top of your head, the better off you would be. So please stand up for yourself. Don't fall into these traps. Don't let women disrespect you. Don't let friends or family, your job, don't let anyone disrespect you. Find your boundaries, set them up. As you age and you get stronger and you get more knowledgeable and you get more comfortable in your own skin, not only will your boundaries get firmer, but they will come in a little bit. You won't be quite as open and out there. And I do not, look, a girl can be smashing hot. And if I went out on a date with her and she disrespects me, I'm walking away. It's hard. Trust me, I know. And a lot of times guys will say, well, maybe I'll hang in there just long enough to smash it. And then I'll tell her she disrespects me. Don't do that, because women know they can trap you with their wily ways with the bedroom. They know that. They will do that a lot of times on purpose. And then over time, as you get into the relationships and you spend more time in them, you'll notice that her firmness on what you can and can't do gets stronger. So you're allowed to do less and less, and she's allowed to do more and more. That's how a lot of them are doing it nowadays, because what they do is they say, oh, I respect your boundaries, and then they kind of get you hooked. They love bomb you. They give you a little access to that bedroom. You're having a good time, and before you know it, your world, your freedom, your abilities, your boundaries are getting blown out, but hers are getting more and more firm. Don't fall into that trap. Because here's the thing. Yeah, okay, maybe she's really cute. Maybe if you just let your boundaries soften for a little bit, you get to smash. When you're young, I know that's really hard. And as you age a little bit, that it's not worth it. The juice isn't worth the squeeze, or that little kitty cat isn't worth all the fun. Over time, that will firm up. But when you're younger, pass it up. Because what you're doing is you're validating what she's doing. You're saying it's okay to treat men like this, and she will never learn. She'll just keep having everything fall down on her shoulders in time. But don't be the one to teach her these lessons. Just move on. Have some respect for yourself. Guys, if you'd like to support my works, join me over at betterbachelor.locals.com. I'm doing my odd man out news stories over there. I'm talking about all the modern social problems we're having. All my videos are going to be over there unedited. I'm doing unique videos on the spicy stuff that I can't do here on YouTube. I'm doing that for supporters over there alone. So join me over there. We've got like 25,000 members. We've got several supporters. The forums are blazing. It's a free speech forum. We're having a good time. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, put up your boundaries. Set them. Put them in stone. Don't move them. Don't drop them. And you will have an easier, better life. It doesn't mean you're going to date more. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a great time at certain things. But it means that you'll at least be able to hold your head up high. You'll at least be able to respect yourself. And believe it or not, when you do have boundaries, people will like you more because they know they can't push you over and that you're a solid person instead of this vaporous whatever. And you'll find that you'll actually make more friends that way.